It is time to bring in none other than Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody.
Did you get
sure? I had some beautiful storms late yesterday afternoon, didn't we?
Well, none hit us. None hit us.
No, well, you were lucky.
Yeah.
Down here in the Lower Hudson Valley, well, marble-sized hail. Yeah. They were pretty good storms, and you know, not everybody got them. But you know, in a corridor from like, say, from south of Boston to Providence, Rhode Island, some places there picked up 3 inches of rain yesterday.
We finally got a needed soft rain. Not really soft, but still not a hard rain. The night before last, where it rained for about 4.5 to 5 hours, a nice steady rain, which is the way we wanted if we were going to get rain. But did you get my messages?
I got your messages. yeah, the one, you sent one to the cell phone. That was in the car the whole time on Friday.
Okay.
So I didn't get that until I was driving home, but then I got the message here at the Weather Center. Marshall, ladies and gentlemen, watched our version of Bette Davis' Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte. Yeah. He watched it on Friday and called me and was raving that he thought it was the best project we've done so far.
Here's why. Okay, now, of course, acting is always, because these are not professional actors, acting sometimes always, you know, you give everybody credit for doing it. First of all, there were a couple of folks in this that just did, they could have been on stage. They were very, very good. But here's what really where you excelled in this movie, far above any other movie before that you filmed. First of all, your editing. The editing was unbelievable. The way you brought in scenes from, I don't know if you could actually use them, but you did. But those scenes that you mixed with your scenes were flawlessly edited. You almost got, with the different cameras, you almost have the levels so they're almost the same. They're a little different. But the switching between the cameras and the scenes was the best it's ever been. I think the way you took the music and overlaid your audio in some parts from the other scenes, it really, when I looked at it as a whole, it was the best overall production you've ever done.
Yeah, and it was certainly the hardest, the most costliest, and the definitely the longest. I mean, it took us 9 weekends to shoot that movie. It normally takes us half that, like four, maybe five. So it took a long time. But thank you for that. And the crowd that was here Saturday night also loved the movie. And they said the same thing that you did. They said the acting was outstanding, and they thought for some reason, they said they don't know why, but they thought for some reason that the actual clarity and crispness of the video was sharp. They said more so than ever. So I don't know. Maybe it just paid to change the camera. I don't know, because I did change the camera. At the very beginning, I was using the very expensive camera, and then I switched to a less expensive camera, and it actually worked out better.
Well, all put together, it was the best production ever. Now I've liked some other ones because you did comedies and I laughed a lot, but overall for a movie production on a I'll say a fairly serious movie, even though it's mm-hmm. you know, it's a well known movie. It was really well done. I was, like I said, to going from the archival footage that you had back to your footage, and then the music overlays with the music, and the new studio definitely makes a difference also.
Oh, there's no doubt. There is no doubt about it. Didn't you think that Jody, who played Bette Davis, didn't you think she was excellent?
Yeah, she was really good. You know, my favorite scene was when she was shooting at the guy on the Caterpillar tractor.
Yes.
That was my favorite scene. It involved two guys, of course, by the tractor. It involved her It didn't involve the sheriff coming up it was fun. It was fun to watch it, and you know what? It even though I think the first part was like an hour long, and the second part I don't think was as long as that. But the hour it went by very quickly.
The first hour lays down, you know, the basis of the movie. The second is where all the action really takes place, and that the bedrooms scene. They were also in the studio, and I made those bedrooms from scratch.
Hey, the killing scene was great in the beginning.
The killing scene was when she breaks the chair over over her head.
Yeah, no, it was good.
Yeah, that Velma was played by Rob. Rob played Velma. He was in drag for that. So Rob did a good job there. And what's her name? Elena played Olivia de Havilland's part. And I thought she was perfect. You know, she was so sweet at the beginning, and then at the end, she was a real bee. Yeah, at the end. So, I mean, yeah, it was really good. We enjoyed it. It was nice watching it again after several months because I haven't seen it since February. So it was nice watching it. Everything worked out for us, by the way, with the rain. It rained about 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon down here. And by the time the crew arrived around 4:30, it was hazy and humid. We were able to have the cocktails and the hors d'oeuvres in the yard. At 6 o'clock, we had dinner. At 10 to 7, we started the movie. At 9:15, we had dessert. And at 10 o'clock, most people were gone.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it was very well done. It really was. And
thank you. I appreciate that.
And you know how many movies I have of yours now?
Oh, God, quite a few.
I've got, I think I've got 7 now.
Oh, I thought you had more than that.
No, 7. That's it.
Yeah,
7.
If I shot you the first one, you would say, boy, Pat, you've come a long way because we've done 27. So,
wow.
Yeah, so yeah, we've come a long way. And we'll see what's going on this year. A lot of, you know, a lot of ups and downs there at the lake. No picnic this year. That was canceled. The dinner dance was moved to October 3rd. And they were going to have the general meeting, which is normally in June. They were going to have it the second week in August. They changed it. Now they're going to have the general meeting the same day as the dance, and they're looking for a hall that could be big enough to accommodate all the members with safe distancing.
How many members do you have?
100.
So that means you need a hall that will basically hold...
Well, 200.
So you've got... No. To get the to get really correct distancing for dinner?
Yeah.
No, you
yeah.
need a hall that can hold like 500 people easy. To get the 6 feet among, 6 feet amongst the tables,
right.
Okay. So you figure what do you put 10 at a table?
Not at the meetings, no. Right. At the dinner dances, 8 to 10 at the table.
Yeah. So if you got 200 people, that's 20 people. But so that's 40 tables.
Right. That's no problem for the dinner dance, but for the meeting, everybody's just sitting down. So,
yeah, but they can't. They
but
can't.
100 people don't show up.
But
we have 100 members.
Yeah.
I would say maybe half, 50.
So 50. So then you need a place that holds 300 people to get everybody distanced properly.
Yeah. That's their problem. I don't do the meeting, so thank God for that.
And you should do that because I ran the quiz this morning. What are the only two states in the United States that have shown a decrease in COVID infections, COVID hospitalizations, and COVID deaths?
Thank you very much. Connecticut and New York and New Jersey has done very well.
No, Connecticut.
No, they haven't.
Connecticut
and New York.
Connecticut and Rhode Island. Now, New York has shown steep declines in a lot of things, and they are now considered holding steady, the same as New Jersey. But the only two states that show actual decreases in all three of those things are Connecticut and Rhode Island. There you go.
Well, congratulations there. Well, let me tell you about the weather.
Yep.
There is a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and into this evening. Low 80s today, mid-60s tonight. Repeat that tomorrow, 75 to 80. Wednesday, low 80s. And Thursday, still a shower or thunderstorm around 80. Too early to really chisel 4th of July right now. I see the possibility of at least some showers. So let's see what happens. It's only Monday. But what I did want to tell you is that I am scheduled to go to Maine for 5 days at the end of next week. And they are requiring that you sign a paper that says, one, that you've been tested and you're negative in the last 72 hours, last 3 days, yeah. or that you've already been quarantined in Maine for 14 days, or you will quarantine in Maine for 14 days. Well, the 14-day stuff, that's out, because obviously I'm not there and I'm not going to stay there 14 days.
Yeah.
So what about the test? Okay, I'm going to go for the test. So I call my medical office. These are people who also are going to travel to other states this summer. They will not give you the test if you are not, if you don't have symptoms, or if you don't feel that you have been with somebody who's had COVID-19. So they won't give you the test. You have to call the Board of Health, and you have to find out if the Board of Health will issue the test. Now, if they do issue the test, Maine is requiring that you have it in 72 hours. What if you take that test 4 days before you're ready to leave, and on the day you're ready to leave, you still don't have the results yet? You could get to Maine and tell them that, and they could turn you around and say, sorry, you can't come here. You can't use our hotels or anything like that. And you have to drive back. So I think this whole thing is totally, totally out of line.
Well, it's out of line where you should be able to get these instant tests that come back within 25, 30 minutes for everybody. If you have travel plans set.
They should set up. But right now they don't have that set up. And again, remember, you go up there and you want the test in Maine, they'll give it to you in Maine. What if it turns out that you're anti-symptomatic and you have to quarantine 14 days? You're going to stay up there 14 days? No, you're going to turn around and come back home. Waste a trip.
Yeah. Well, it's a roll of the dice, Pat.
I have no idea. I'm going to call the health department today and find out what I can do.
And it's a roll of the dice because you're not checking any place. Somebody's got a cabin, right?
No. We're checking in. Bed and breakfast.
All right. So if you're checking in, then yeah, you're. I can tell you, you're not going to Maine.
you may be right.
You're not going to Maine. I'm sorry about that. I'll send you a lobster dinner.
Thank you.
All right. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All righty, Marshall.
Bye bye. Pat. Bye bye. Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.